Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 27th of the year of our Lord, 2015, hour 2 at 2. And the goal is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, and the traditions of our founders. We don't believe in revolution, ladies and gentlemen. A restoration of the country is the answer. We can do so using the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty put in place by our founders and using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. And the question is, are you involved? If enough Americans don't get involved, we're going to fail. If enough Americans absolutely take personal interest in their liberty, then we can get it done. It made America the greatest country on the face of the earth at one time, and we can, and I pray, shall do it again. Kurt Crosby with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Couple of quick stories, and then our guest, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about Houston. First off, there's a carnival party, Kurt, going on?
Well, I thought these kind of go together. Well, yeah. You know, when I was a kid, a carnival was, it was basically kind of like a mini circus.
Rides and cotton candy and circus.
Yeah, it was good, uh-huh. You know. I mean, and yet a little later, I learned about the term carnival down in Rio and et cetera, where they pretty much just have all kinds of
debauchery, sex, drugs,
et cetera.
Fest, right?
Yeah. You know, and so now
it's kinda
we
like
have
Mardi Gras,
apparently.
Right, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right. So now we have apparently the same kind of thing going on in Houston. And I thought, well, maybe all this, stories of, flooding and people dying and stuff kind of goes right along with that, you know, Sam, in Houston, Texas. But they got freeways covered with cars that are stuck in floods. Interesting.
They say punishing storms in Texas test government emergency response. They also say carnival parties hit Houston. They also say amazing drone footage shows Houston under floodwaters during heavy rains. And then they say concerns of a dam breaking in Ellis County. Kind of a big problem. All that mixed together.
That's right.
I mean, look, when disaster strikes, I mean, there's no better reason to party than that. Tom DeWeese, AmericanPolicyCenter.org. What do you think, sir?
That's how you're going to bring me in? Yep. What else you got to do? The power's probably off. Can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So
plenty of beer. Plenty of sex, drugs, rock and roll. It's all good. I mean, no worries. Nothing of any substance matters. Don't worry about the country. I mean, after all, it's global warming, and we're past the point of no return, they say, too, now. Tom DeWeese, don't they?
They do. They do. Tune out and just let the government tell you what to do and follow that, and life gets a whole lot easier. Don't think for yourself.
Yeah. Now, this one woman, I guess she was partying a little too hard. I guess there's a woman who got on a flight, Kurt.
Well, that's right. And now, Sam, I just told my wife about this story. She said, oh, come on, that's not true. But
yes,
anyway,
it is,
the
story
is... The headline reads, woman who didn't know she was pregnant gives birth during flight. The lady's name is, Ada Guan, kind of like Guantanamo, I guess. They say the passengers on a flight from Calgary to Tokyo were not expecting a baby to be born while they were in the air, least of all the new parents. Who had no idea they were expecting. The lady was 23 years old, and her boyfriend, it says, say they didn't know that Guan was pregnant when they left for vacation together over the weekend. I couldn't imagine. This just happened completely unexpectedly, she said. It turned out that we have a little baby, beautiful girl. Kind of interesting combination there. Branch, that's the mom, said they never would have gotten on a plane if they'd known Guan was pregnant. They had noticed some signs, so she took a pregnancy test, but the results were negative. Maybe she didn't pass the test. The mom-to-be experienced pain during the flight that she thought was just gas. Sandra Branch, the new grandmother, explained this. I said to her, did you not feel anything inside? And she said, no. Every once in a while, I felt gas or rumblings in there, but never thinking it was a baby in there, she said. That pain, though, turned out to be labor pains. Gwan was taken to first class. This is how you get to first class, where three doctors that happened to be on the flight attended to her. When the baby girl was born, the passengers clapped. They told Japanese media. The father, I guess you'd say, called his mom news. Yeah, sorry about that. Anyway, he called his mom with the bizarre news. I got a phone call, and it was Wes saying, Mom, I got something to tell you, Mom. You're not going to believe this, Mom. I thought something bad had happened.
My girlfriend just had my baby.
Yeah. Branch said she was floored by what her son told her next. He says, you're grandma, she said. And I said, what? How can this happen? She wasn't pregnant. And he says, well, it turns out she was. Anyway,
weird stuff going on, but the key here, in my opinion, is you got a baby born out of wedlock. To parents who don't even know that the woman's pregnant and they're not really married, they're just like boyfriend and girlfriend, and the whole cabin promotes them to first class and claps, and it's just like, welcome. They should have just diverted the flight to Houston and let them off right there for the big old party.
The one thing that I say is pretty cool is that the little baby is welcome to the planet. Now, you know, with all these people that are killing babies, it sure is nice to see somebody who appreciates the arrival of a new one.
I hear that, and it's not the baby's fault regardless, and you know, and so the baby wants a chance at life, and you know, thank heavens. I guess you can't commit an abortion if you don't know you're pregnant, though. You see what I'm talking about? That's kind of the good news too.
Amen to that.
Tom, what do you think, though? We got another person breathing, and well, they've got gas. You know what they used to say when somebody had gas back in the old days? Do you guys know?
Huh.
They used to say they had the vapors.
Oh,
I swear it's true.
I knew
it. I swear it's the truth. Go look it up if you don't believe me. I'm just telling you. It's just so this poor lady thought she
ruined
had the vapors.
The planet all those years ago.
That's right. And so the vapors are really the cause, I think, of global warming, Tom DeWeese.
She and Scarlett O'Hara.
Sounds
like those grandparents needed to have that talk with their children.
Well, the grandparent asked how this could happen, so she probably couldn't have that talk. She doesn't know, sir.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of a problem going on here. Now, I just find this fascinating because where are we going to go with this? You've got global warming now. Barack ties it to a domestic threat. Global warming is now. It's basically on par or even exceeds terrorism now. Tom DeWeese.
Yeah,
we've shamed them into admitting that it isn't true, but they now just triple down and lie and then basically want to tie it to if you're against it now, you're pretty much a terrorist because you're not willing to take these things seriously.
Well, they've been saying that for quite a while, that if you don't go along with the consensus that we have decided, globally acceptable truth, that global warming is real, and, you know, the heck with if you're a scientist who actually does some research and says, you know, I don't find the same thing. That used to be called peer reviewing, and science was never just determined. It was you did, you know, experiments and you tried to find out what was really the truth. And that's not allowed anymore. And it's interesting. Yesterday I was reading some comments by a guy who was attacking us as deniers. And, you know, he was talking about the consensus of it and the, you know, the 200 scientists have found this to be true. And so that's everybody. You know, even though there are thousands of scientists who say they don't find that to be true.
But hold on. What if the 200 scientists aren't even using the scientific method? Is it still true?
It is. The ends justify the means. You have to remember that, Sam.
When the other scientists, thousands of them, do their own experiments, and you know, they don't come to the same thing. One of the things this guy said was all of the science magazines, all of the scientists writing in the science magazines agree that global warming is here. Well, there's a real reason for that, because the science magazines will not print an article from the skeptics. And so, yeah, that's all that's getting out there. That is not an example of how this is true. That's an example of how the media is controlled by these guys.
Where do we go from here on this battle? You know, at first it was people didn't know about the Agenda 21. People didn't realize that property rights were in the crosshairs. People didn't realize that you and I would not have the life that we dreamed of and hoped of because of these climate extremists, etc. They backed into this with international law. They've tried to, by hook and crook, pass the Congress and ignore that. They've tried to put together treaties and et cetera, et cetera. They've gone into your local communities. We've now exposed them. But instead of having a fair discussion on it and getting to the truth now, they just lie and manipulate, turn us into terrorists. What's next in this battle? We'll talk about it with Tom DeWeese, AmericanPolicy.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Tom DeWeese riding shotgun, LibertyRoundtable.com, the American Policy Center, AmericanPolicy.org. We're talking about this poor lady. She thought she had the vapors. That means gas in modern day. And she didn't realize, but she was pregnant. So she had a baby on an airplane. And, you know, she didn't know she was pregnant. She gave birth during flight. And I just find that just amazing. The mom, the grandma said, how on earth did this happen? And, you know, I guess it's a boyfriend and a girlfriend. The good part is if the woman doesn't know that she's pregnant, she can't abort the kid at least. So the kid survives. That's great news. And in our society, we look for the good wherever we can find it. It's rare to get a hold of good news. So we are working on it. Now, Agenda 21 is everywhere, and they're promoting it. And I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter how much we prove false in their storyline or their narrative, because they're just going to triple down and lie. And what they're going to do is they're just going to flood the Agenda 21 operations with just cash everywhere, to where, you know what, even if people have their hesitations on climate change or the reality of this or that, property rights will be in the crosshairs, but that'll be all swept aside because of filthy lucre. All right. On the website, AmericanPolicy.org, there's an article, Feeding the Plan with Federal Grant Money, Tom DeWeese. The next stage for this is then to put so much money in it that you cannot object, huh?
Yeah. Well, this is what they do. They you've got things like the Tides Foundation, which puts over $200 million into this whole cause. You've got Warren Buffett in the background making billions of dollars off of things. One of the latest things he's done is in trying to stop the pipeline out of North Dakota and so forth. He's bought up the rail cars there. He blocks the pipeline. Now they have to ship it by rail, and Warren Buffett then uses the environmental movement for his cause to create billions of dollars in his pocket. And he's bought up Santa Fe, Northern Santa Fe Railroad. He's bought up the Union Tank Car Company, manufacturing company. All saying, well, we're trying to protect the environment. These are the lies that we deal with day in and day out. The whole thing with Agenda 21, what I call the bundification of Agenda 21. They up until about the mid 2000s, they didn't deny Agenda 21 at all. They called it a comprehensive blueprint over and over and over again. I've got document after document that shows that. But when we started to get out there with it and make an issue out of it, suddenly was, what are you talking about? Never heard of it. Oh, you mean that innocuous 20-year-old document doesn't mean anything? That wasn't yesterday, but it is today. And these lies, now we see this focus on the Clinton Foundation and the massive amounts of money that have come in there. And, this is where it's all coming from. The Environmental Grantmakers Association, millions and millions of dollars that they have to spread the lies. And as I mentioned before, these science magazines, Nature and some of the other ones, won't print anything in it from an opposing view. And that kind of intimidation, they've gone after people like Dr. Willie Soon and others, saying that they're all funded by evil corporations. That is an absolute lie. And the fact is, they are, not us, but that's what they do. They come out and attack us for doing what they do.
You're just causing me stress when you bring this stuff up. You know, I don't like that. Yeah. I want everything to be peaceful, and I just want to go down to Houston and partay.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
That's what seems to be going on. It's amazing. In fact, it's so bad, they're just going to fund this thing with so much cash that nobody will have the guts to be able to turn their back on it, unfortunately. Now, public schools are in the news, Kurt. They're called gigantic. What are these things called?
Indoctrination centers, I can't remember.
Gigantic
for sure.
Gigantic criminal enterprises.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's pretty much, I guess you could say, almost worse than the other. But, they're in the news, and I'm thinking, hey, nothing big surprise here. It's a WorldNet Daily piece. They call it,
I guess it's a book that kids are being dumbed down as part of a globalist or international scheme, right?
That's right, and it goes right along with what Tom talks about, the indoctrination of America, cruising right along. This guy's name is Alex Newman, I guess he writes it, and he recently appeared on the Alex Jones program, but he wrote it with Samuel Blumenfeld, and he says it's no accident that America's education system is struggling. That's according to this international journalist who believes American children are being intentionally dumbed down so they can be more easily controlled. No.
Well, really? And that dovetails very well with a headline on AmericanPolicy.org that says this, reading to your children the next taboo for social justice. You see, the problem with reading to your kids is eventually they might know stuff. And eventually they might be able to read themselves. And they might be able to find out that climate change is unsubstantiated pseudoscience and it's bogus, Tom DeWeese. They might get that picture. They also, it kind of creates the educated gap with the uneducated as America continues to polarize and divide on every topic under the sun.
Yeah, the argument that they're using is that if you read to your children and other parents don't, then your child has an unfair advantage. And that's, you know, social justice. We got to make sure everybody's equally stupid. And, you know, that of course, that is what social justice is. Everybody's equally stupid. Everybody's equally poor. Everybody's equally oppressed. Now we're all equal. And, you know, that's what they mean by that. And I think I'm glad you brought up the issue of education, because I think this is the massive third rail of this whole thing, because, you know, as our generation and many of us are fighting this battle, trying to stop Agenda 21, trying to get the truth out there, trying to restore and preserve our republic. You know, you've got this generation of people coming up who've never even heard of those things, who have been told that everything we're saying is racist and evil, and it needs to be stopped. This is why we have so many problems and strife in the world, is because of these evil people who believe in the Constitution and believe in individuality. And getting control back of the schools, I think, may now be the most important thing that we have to do. I mean, I was back in the 90s, we were trying to stop Goals 2000, School to Work, you know, those kinds of things, which merged into No Child Left Behind, which is now merged into Common Core. It's all the same. It is indoctrination, and it is deliberate dumbing down. If you look just at the history, you know, curriculum that they're teaching, all that they learn about is that America was founded by evil slave owners, and capitalism oppressed everybody, and you know, the robber barons and all that.
They believed in God because they were mentally unstable, and it was their crutch, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And so you've got kids. A friend of mine, Craig Rucker, who's the head of CFACT, said he went to a college campus to speak to a group of conservative students. And of course, Craig's main issue is global warming. And these conservative students said, "You don't believe in global warming?" You know, he was shocked by that. He thought at least these guys would understand. That's how intense this indoctrination is. And the thing is, you hear him talking about teaching to the test. The test is testing over and over again their attitudes, values, and beliefs. Not academics. It's attitudes, values, and beliefs. And if your children don't show the right attitudes, values, and beliefs, meaning that they accept global warming, that they accept...
In other words, attitudes, values, and beliefs based on a propaganda premise, right?
Exactly. If they don't, then they fail the test.
Oh, yeah. All I'm telling you right now is, in California, you can't take a long shower or you're going to get fined. You don't think this stuff's real, ladies and gentlemen? Good luck with that. Too much rain in Houston. But don't worry, everybody's violating the commandments of God down there. It'll be all right. In California, you can't take long showers. What's it going to be like for you and me coming up, huh? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Tom DeWeese riding shotgun, AmericanPolicy.org. The propaganda is at an all-time high, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like Michelle Obama speaks to college grads. And she tells college graduates to seek out the most polarized places that you can to shape the revolution. Today, I want to urge you to actively seek out the most contentious, polarized, gridlocked places you can find. And then she wants you to go ahead and just agitate, ladies and gentlemen. And then what they want to do is lock you and I down to where we can't even live life normally. They want to force our footprint to be smaller, shutting down coal-fired power plants everywhere. And I think what's going to happen is you're starting to see the blackouts and brownouts electricity-wise increase with ever increasing frequency. But don't worry, you can always go into the streets of Houston and party if you get too frustrated there, Tom.
You know, Sam, in the 1960s, we had these people demonstrating in the streets carrying Mao signs and advocating communism and undermining American ideals. And when those students went in, from there, they went into, mostly into the education system, they went into business, they went into the media. Today, 40 years later, here we are with these people have completely transformed every one of those things, and now what we see happening is people like Obama and others involved in this are recreating what they wanted in the 60s. They're getting younger people today to get out in the streets and demonstrate and riot and to change everything to complete the process. So they have taken our children and turned them into them. And now they're, in the streets rioting and so forth. They've dumbed them down. They don't know what the heck they're talking about in the first place. And they have nothing to...
But it's a ratcheted up version of themselves. See, they used to be on marijuana and LSD back in the 60s. Now they're on a new drug called Flaca. And Flaca means beautiful woman in Spanish, I guess, or attractive, beautiful, magnetic woman kind of a thing.
Thin, beautiful woman.
All right. Anyway, and now, though, that this is a drug they say is way, way worse than heroin or LSD.
Yeah. Yeah, they keep getting worse with it. And that's... so you've got an entire generation now. But it just struck me the other day that, you know, I knew these guys had all gone in there. I knew that was what was behind all this. Even corporations now being run by these, you can call them nothing but communists. They said they were, and that's what they're doing. And so they've taken our corporations and they've turned it into that. They've taken our news media and turned it into a lackey for the top-down government. And they've taken our education system and they've taken our children and they have molded them to be the global village idiots that they need them to be, so that they don't question any authority and they do exactly what they're told and they know nothing about our history, nothing about real academics. And so now they're very pliable, and now we see them moving forward. It's the exact same revolution that was in the streets in the 60s, and it is, you know, come around, fostered into this. It's been boiling down underneath there, and now the product is coming out full bore.
So what do you think is going to happen? Where are you going to feel it? Are you going to feel it in your wallet economically? Are you going to feel it in your property rights being violated? Are you going to feel it in your lack of electricity to run your household, lack of food? Where is the average American going to start to feel this? Because we've talked long enough now, and they are ratcheting it up to revolutionary stage. They want violent overthrow of life as we know it. They want to move towards their agenda. And you, Tom, and you, Sam, and you, Kurt, and you, listener, you're in the way, and you will be dealt with. Isn't that their view?
Absolutely, and people are feeling it in all of those places. And I think more and more parents are starting to see outrageous things happening with their children. I think people are beginning to see that.
Yeah, you've heard about the new movement called free-range parenting, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah,
those are those belligerent parents that let their kids just roam around unattended. In fact, the government basically said they have unsubstantiated neglect going on. And these parents had to go to court to keep their kids from this unsubstantiated neglect.
Yeah, they were letting their children walk home from school. Sam,
you can't be doing that stuff, man.
For 12 years, I walked home from school. And when I was in high school, that was a 4-mile walk.
You that's know? What happened to you, Tom. See, that's you yeah. know, why you turned
yeah, no
out like
you're so
you
off
did.
The rails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, I walked home from school.
Not only
and
that, it was uphill
home,
both ways.
Worked, and when I came home, there was nobody there. And I had jobs to do when I got home, make sure the dishes were washed before my mother got there, and maybe some house cleaning and stuff. And I was out playing with my friends. We were outside actually playing.
That was back before global warming, and they actually had snow too, didn't they?
Yeah, we had great snow.
See, it's a different world now, buddy. I want to know where most Americans are going to feel it, though. They claim that there's going to be rioting all over the country coming up this summer. So what do you expect, a heat wave and rioting and blackouts and brownouts? What?
Well, I definitely think there's going to be violence in many, many more cities, as you just said, with Michelle telling people to check it out and get it going. And we know that there are all these groups funding this. I mean, the incredible scene in Ferguson of the people demonstrating and rioting because they didn't get their paychecks for rioting. but, you know, the thing is that is in all of these kind of totalitarian movements, they get to a point where they begin to get full of themselves and get confident that they can't be stopped, and they start to really show themselves. Now, the question is it too late or not? But they are beginning to show themselves. People are beginning to see that they're not looking at people like me so much as being nuts so much anymore as, yeah, I've seen that. That's a moment, you know. We have to stay vigilant. We have to stay in the battle and keep pumping it and getting this information out. But here you have, now what do we got? 16 candidates, whatever it is, running for president. Not one of them are talking about these issues and, really, really going to the meat of this. And, we need to get them talking about it, get it out there as part of the, you know, how are you going to beat Hillary Clinton if you're not bringing up the very issues that she's promoting? And they seem to ignore that.
Well, they say that, what's this guy, Bernie Sanders, has announced his presidential bid too, and so they expect, there's a psychic out there now that expects it to be a Bernie Sanders / Hillary Clinton ticket, or I should say Hillary Sanders ticket. And that'll be on one side, and then on the other side will be a Jeb Bush with a Mike Huckabee there, Tom.
Oh, yeah, and then of course in Congress we've got McConnell and Boehner.
Oh yeah, so, and Reed.
Yeah,
you know it's all good, but it's going to get worse. I'm telling you. It's going to get worse because Americans are not engaged, Tom. And that's kind of the point. I don't want to just double down and say how horrible it is, but I do want to give people a sense of a reality check. And I do want to say to people that, look, the reason that it's going to get worse is because we're not engaged. It does not have to get worse, Tom.
No, it doesn't. And let me say this on that. If you look at this last election, last November, and you did have... I was with people doing the conservative activists doubled down and they worked. I've never seen people work so hard in my life, and it did have results. We did get a majority. The problem is that majority went in there and voted to put Boehner and McConnell back in control, which meant you did nothing. But they see that. A lot of these folks I'm working with see that, and working to get primary fights against more and more of these rhinos. So people are doubling down. They are doing that. And we can't ignore that they did work and it succeeded to that point. We just have to do it better and get better people. More and more people, I believe, are starting to see what's happening. There are cracks in these guys, and I see them panicking. That's what I see all the time. They're panicking over it. That's why they're getting so tough against us. And we can keep pushing there, and I think we've got good folks on the ground that are pushing, and I think we can grow with that.
There's no question about it. In fact, Kurt's so positive on it that he's California dreaming.
Well, yeah, I don't know. You know, to me, it's amazing. Like, for example, if you burp or, do other things, what is it, vapors, et cetera, then darn you got right. Real troubles about ruining the planet. But out in California, there's somebody that's getting ready to put up a house he hopes to sell it for $500 million. Now, this thing has a 5,000-square-foot master bedroom. It's got, 74,000 square foot whole opportunity, altogether, but the bottom line is it's big. Now, all this at the time that they say California man has, real troubles with water, they're going to have 4 pools.
There you have it.
What do you think of that?
Well, it only gets better for the elite from here on out, baby. Quick pause. Tom DeWeese with us, AmericanPolicy.org on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Two days that can save your life. The Preppers and Patriots Expo, Baxter County Fairgrounds, Mountain Home, Arkansas, May 30th and 31st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 36 expert speakers covering emergency medicine, survival food, water filtration, wilderness survival, solar power, wind power, gardening, self-defense, archery. See a pickup truck that runs on firewood, no gasoline needed. Learn suturing and save a life. What herbs can replace pharmaceuticals? Ham radio, home steam engines. Don't be scared, be prepared with 2 days that can save your life. Free admission, a family event, children are welcome. PreppersandPatriots.net. Only a few vendor tables left. Call 417-264-2435. 417-264-2435.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So the average person, if they take too long of a shower in California, fines, says Governor Jerry down there. However, California Dreamin', they got a record $500 million gargantuan home down there, Kurt. Who's going to live in that thing, do you know?
They don't know yet. The guy's doing, it's a spec home, Sam.
Well, they shouldn't even be allowed to build that thing, Kurt.
And the thing is, what, 74,000 square feet? By the way, the little teeny house they call the White House is only 55,000 square feet.
That White House is racist, though.
Yeah, that's right. Good point.
I'm just telling you. All right, now the Vatican has joined the groups of terrorists, haven't they, Kurt?
Well, they have now that they're basically calling a weekend vote in Ireland, where 62% of the voters came out apparently in favor of allowing gay and lesbian couples to marry. So the Vatican says, hey, that this vote is a defeat for humanity. I guess they say while the results were celebrated by advocates of gay rights in Ireland and around the world, it was also seen as a stark symbol of how wide the chasm has grown between young people in what has traditionally been a staunchly Catholic country and the church itself, which says that homosexual acts are a sin and vehemently opposes gay marriage. Whoa.
Well, there you have it. Now, they say it's the first time that a popular vote amongst the people has actually backed gay and lesbian perversion. Tom DeWeese?
Well, I'd like to see how that election was actually run. It's hard to believe that a country like Ireland, that they actually voted that way. But
well, it's kind of like global warming. All you got to do is fudge the numbers if you can't get what you want.
Yeah, exactly. I think I think that's one of the greatest dangers we have, is that we don't have secure elections. And if you don't have that, then everything else is just out the window. This Pope, this guy's a piece of work, and where he may come out today and say, well, that was a bad vote in Ireland, I don't think he believes that. And I think down deep, I think the Catholic Church is in deep trouble with this guy. And he's bought into the religion of global warming.
Yes, he has.
But interestingly enough, when he had this big event last month in Italy, the precursor for what they were going to do, and he's going to put these big papers out and everything, when a lot of folks began to protest what he was doing there and question what he was doing, they suddenly backed off a little bit. And that's the thing with these guys. The minute you put a little sunlight on them, like a bunch of cockroaches that they are, they start running and scurrying for the dark. And that's what we have to do, Sam. It's what you do. It's what I do. We've got to do more. We need more people to help us do this. We've got the facts. These guys are giving it to us. We have all the information in our hands from their words. And our task is just to get it out there and get more people to hear it. And the thing is that in the old days, we get it out there. People didn't believe it. But today, it is so stark, and they are so arrogant about what they're saying. I think people are ready to hear it. They want.
Yeah, but most people, the only thing they care about is sexual satisfaction in the world. That's all that people care about, right, Kurt?
Well, they got a report that tells you, you know, somebody did some study and says, you know, which countries are more, well, have this activity weekly. I guess Greece leads the way at 87%. And then they ask them if they're satisfied.
With sexual satisfaction?
Anyway, they go, yes.
Yeah, see, because they can be absolutely broke economically and totally melting down. But as long as everybody's sexually satisfied, right? Nothing matters, right?
Good point.
Yeah?
Whoa.
So where do we go from here, Kurt? We just, they just got propaganda everywhere, right? As long as you got bread, circus, and everybody's satisfied, it's all good.
Carnivals, circuses.
Sexual satisfaction surveys. What do you think, Tom?
There has never been a totalitarian society that has lasted. Eventually, it crumbles under its own garbage. And, you know, we may have to experience going all the way down. I hope we don't. But I believe on the rubble of it all, we'll crawl out and you know, it'll end. Because it cannot, you know, when you look at the Soviet Union, when you look at Hitler's Nazi Reich, when you look at all these things, they all had capitalism in the world to prop them up. The United States, England, others could prop them up from their totally depraved programs and society and their economies. You take the United States out, it doesn't exist anymore. There's nothing left to prop it up. And so what are they counting on?
What you're saying is the stronger the perversion, the quicker and harder the fall.
Yep, absolutely. And we have allowed, this has been a long, slow process bringing us here. Over, you know, well over 100 years bringing us to this, but they are accelerating, they are confident, they are arrogant, they are moving forward, and I think that's their downfall, and I think more and more people are waking up. This is what I see. I keep telling you I'm the Pollyanna of this movement, but this is what I see, more and more people seeing it, and yes, it's still moving forward, but they're afraid of us, and we are having some successes. Baby steps, but we're having successes, and we've got to keep aware of that. If we ignore the little successes we have and just keep looking down at our feet and just taking defeat and oh, there's nothing we can do about it, then you're going to lose because it's a predetermined thing.
Now, there's a battle in the news about what's most important. They say on one hand, sexual satisfaction is at the top of everybody's list, but then they say in other studies that as long as people have their smartphones, they'll turn down sex to be on their smartphones. And so now they got this dilemma of contradictory evidence here. What is it? Does everybody want sex or a smartphone? And I'm telling you right now, I guess there's a new iOS bug that's out, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, I guess you can send a certain group of text. I don't know. You got some different deals that you can send to somebody's phone, and as long as they're not looking at it, it will basically shut down their phone. I just wondered if you had heard anything about it.
I've heard about it, and I was about to send you one of those little strings of text to see if it just shut your world down, but I decided not to.
Thank you.
Because I know that, I mean, you know what? If there's no sexual satisfaction, if your phone doesn't work, buddy, you're about on the brink of suicide. You know what I mean? Not literally. I'm just saying that's what they want us to believe. This propaganda is to that degree. If you don't have all your, you know, bread and circus and all those, quote, things that it relates to, I mean, it's just like Depression USA. Look at the people in Houston. Everything's melting down. Cars stuck on the freeway, people injured, people dead, flooding, disaster everywhere, and all the people are like, hey, man, let's just party. It's just beyond imagination. Now, there is, and we want to get into this, we need more time for this, but I do want to kind of breach the subject a little bit. And the headline that Kurt has is called The Plan of Happiness. Kurt, we're going to have to save this for another day to get into it in more detail because I don't want to gloss over it. But I want to just say that God's plan of happiness is in contrast with all this, Kurt.
Well, that's right. And ladies and gentlemen, you may think that you cannot have happiness unless you have a 74,000 square foot California dreaming home. But I would suggest that, you know, you can do it kind of the old-fashioned way like Tom was talking about. You know, you got maybe your kid has to help with the dishes. Your mom and dad are working hard to make the
child
family
abuse
work. You live, I mean, you walk back and forth from activities, etc. I mean, you know, and yet you can, in my opinion, maybe live even better, if not, more real happiness by doing just those basic things, keeping those commandments of God and doing what needs to be done, huh, Sam?
Amen to that. And we'll drill into the details more because it relates to the marriage covenant and everything else. I don't want to gloss over that, so I got the story saved for a future broadcast where we've got more time. But Tom DeWeese, what do you think? Living by the commandments of God, living humble, living thin, living a simple life, being appreciative of what you have, being a steward of the earth, but not a global warming freak to control others. There's balance here that makes sense and does all that they're worried about and more. If you keep the commandments of God, the Lord promises, or God says he'll fight our battles for us. He'll protect the land for our sakes. Clearly, that is the answer.
Yeah, and you know, if you look back, people talk nostalgically about 40 or 50 years ago. Life was simpler. It was a simpler time, a more innocent time. You know what's changed in all that period? More government. Government involved in every single footstep that you take. And what's happened? It doesn't work. We're hearing today that Obamacare is, because it's such a disaster, the progressives who pushed it now are saying, well, we need to do some other things to get more money for people because, you know, the premiums went up and everything. Get government out of that. Get government out of our lives, and we will have that simpler time, and let families raise their children. Let mothers read to their children. What a precious time that is to sit there and, you know, before you put them to bed and they're you know, that moment together. If other children aren't being read to, then let's put some programs together where they are instead of saying, don't do it to your children. But this is the answer to these things, and that's why life was better. But now government can't run anything right, and it's making our lives miserable.
And I think the parents ought to read to their children that Christian hate speech, like the Bible and stuff.
You are a radical.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's just how I roll.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the plan of happiness is real. Turn to God for the answers. You don't need government to solve every problem that you have, and no doubt we should be good stewards of the earth, but it shouldn't be used to steal private property and control people and manipulate people and beat them into less than the American dream as a result. That's the problem. Tom DeWeese, AmericanPolicy.org. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
There he goes. Tom DeWeese doing a great job. If you want to learn about how to fight global warming and the Agenda 21 property rights theft in your area, AmericanPolicy.org is your answer. We can save America. LibertyRoundtable.com.